Jana Balaba Kiri Vardhani Jara Gopi Jana Balaba Kiri Vardhani Chola Nandana Braja Jana Rangana Chola Nandana Braja Jana Rangana Namo Hadira Vatani No natira vanata Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Bhava Bhagiri Vanhari Jaya Gopi Jana Bhava Bhagiri Vanhari Chola Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Chola Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanakami Yamuna Tira Vanakami Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Om Vishnu Prabhu Mahamsa Pri Prajagacharya Asto Parashata Shishimari Si Bhaktivinoda Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Nityananda Vrishnambha Vishnu Prabhu Mahamsa Pri Prajagacharya Asto Shishima Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ki Ananta Guru Vaishnavinda Ki Amacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Sadguru Swami Ki Sri Radhishan Ki Igo Nitaya Ki Gopanandi All glories to the Assembled Devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 3, verse 46. Shishuka Uvacha.
इत्युक्त्वा सिद्धरिष्ठुष्णीम् भगवान् नमाय पित्रौ सम्पश्यतौ सद्यौ बभूवा प्रकृता शिशु इत्युक्त्वासिद्धरिष्ठुष्णीम् भगवानात्ममाय पित्रौ सम्पश्यतौ सद्यौ बभूवा प्रकृता शिशु इत्युक्त्वासिद्धरिष्ठुष्णीम् भगवानात्ममाय पित्रौ सम्पश्यतौ सद्यौ बभूवा प्रकृता शिशु Shishuka Uvacha. Shishukadeva Goswami said, it upa, after instructing in this way. Asi remained. Hari, the Supreme Personality of God, Tushni, silent. Bhagavan, Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Atmamaya, by acting in his own spiritual energy. Pitro Sampashito. While his father and mother were factually seeing him. Sadhya, immediately. Babuva. He became Prakrita, like an ordinary human being. Shishu, a child. Translation, Shukadeva Goswami said, after thus instructing his father and mother, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna remained silent. In their presence, by his internal energy, he then transformed himself into a small human child. In other words, he transformed himself into his original form, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 4:6, Sambhavam Yatmamaya. Whatever is done by the Supreme Personality of God is done by his spiritual energy. Nothing is forced upon him by the material energy. This is the difference between the Lord and an ordinary living being. The Vedas say, Parasya Shaktir Vividhaiva Shuyate Sambhavaki Ganabala Kriyacha Shweta Shvatara 6:8. It is natural for the Lord to be untinged by material qualities. Because everything is perfectly present in his spiritual energy, As soon as he desires something, it is immediately done. The Lord is not a prakriti shishu, a child of this world, but by his personal energy, he appeared like one. Ordinary people may have difficulty accepting the Supreme Controller God as a human being because they forget that he can do everything by his spiritual energy, Atmamaya. Non-believers say, how can the Supreme Controller descend as an ordinary being? This sort of thinking is materialistic. Srila Jiva Goswami says that unless we accept the energy of the Supreme Personality of God, it is inconceivable beyond the conception of our words and mind. And those who doubt that the Supreme Personality of God can come as a human being and turn himself into a human child are fools who think that Krishna's body is material, that he is born, that he therefore also dies. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 4th chapter, verse 28 and 29, there is a description of Krishna's leaving his body. Maharaj Pariksit inquired from Sukadeva Goswami, when all the members of the Yadu dynasty met their end, Krishna also put an end to himself, and the only member of the family who remained alive was Uddhava. How is this possible? Sukadeva Goswami answered that Krishna, by his own energy, destroyed the entire family and then thought of making his own body disappear. In this connection, Sukadeva Goswami described how the Lord gave up his body, but this was not the destruction of Krishna's body. Rather, it was the disappearance of the Supreme Lord by his personal energy. Actually, the Lord does not give up his body, which is eternal, but as he can change his body from the form of Vishnu to that of an ordinary human child, he can change his body to any form he likes. This does not mean that he gives up his body. By spiritual energy, the Lord can appear in a body made of wood or stone. He can change his body into anything because everything is his energy. Prasya Shakti Vividaya Shurite. As clearly said in Bhagavad Gita 7.4, Bina Prakritir Ashtadha, the material elements are separated energies of the Supreme Lord. If he transforms himself into Archamurti, the worshipful deity which we see as stone or wood, he is still Krishna. Therefore, Shastra warns Archa Vishnu Shiradhi Gurushu Naramati, one who thinks that the worshipable deity in the temple is made of wood or stone, one who sees a Vaishnava guru as ordinary human being, or one who materially conceives of a Vaishnava as belonging to a particular caste, is Naraki, resident of hell. The Supreme Personality of God can appear before us in many forms as he likes, but we must know the true facts. Janma kama cha me divyam evam yu veti tattvataha. By following the instructions of Sadhu, Guru, and Shastra, the saintly person, the spiritual master, and the authoritative scriptures, one can understand Krishna and then make one's life successful by returning home back to God. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Svayam Rupa Gadam Hayam Dadati Sivadanti. Come. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidvaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaura Bhakti. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. It Yupasi Dharish Tushnim Bhagavana Mamaya Pitro Sampashato Sadyo Babu Va Prakrita Shishu. Sukadeva Goswami said, after thus instructing his father and mother, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna remained silent. In their presence, by his internal energy, he then transformed himself into a small human child. In other words, he transformed himself into his original form, Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. So, Prabhupada adds a extra shloka here in this shloka. Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam, which is the Patibhas shloka of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which means the Patibhasa is a verse in a book that would describe the ultimate contents, continuity of the book as there arise various doubts or some confusion or especially in a very large book as we have here. Srimad Bhagavatam is only one book and it's large. And then there's so many. Add up to one book. It's big. Especially with all the commentaries, it becomes big. So Jiva Goswami has nicely, mercifully pointed out this verse. Ete cha angsa kara pungsam Krishna stu bhagavan swayam indrari vyakalam lokam vidyanti yuge yuge. And here it's popping up. Prabhupada is bringing it in to this translation. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. He says Swayam. His own original form, Swayam Rupa. He has many forms as described in the Pratibhasa Sutra. The Pratibhasa Sutra is sometimes described as like a lamp. A small, you could say a lamp would be small, but it lights up the whole darkness, as the Srimad Bhagavatam itself does. But the Pratibhasa Sutra, which is in the third chapter of the first canon, after all the incarnations are listed, so many, in fact it says that there's unlimited, just like waves in the ocean, then it says that Krishna is the Swayam. Krishna Swayam. Ramadi Murti Shukalani Nitishtan Anavata Makaro Bhuvaneshika. Krishna Swayam Sambhava Paramatma. He's the Parama Purush, the original form from which all others come. Therefore, it says in that verse that Etichangsa Kala, Angsa Kala means all other forms are either expansions, parts, Angsa, and further expansions. Kala means even further expansions. We're also Amsa, Mami Vamsa. Krishna says in the Gita, Mam, Ivang, everyone, all these living entities actually includes the incarnations too, but therein especially he's talking about the struggling living entities in this material world, which are us. Mama, and Krishna says, Mam, Ivang, Jiva Lok, Jiva Bhuta, Sanatana. So even the ordinary living entities, Krishna says, are Sanatana. And Krishna is the ultimate Sanatana. The supreme, eternal, nitya, nityanam, chaitanya, chaitanam. We are subservient. So the whole Bhagavatam is meant to teach us subservience or our original position. Manasastani mriyani prakati stani. Here the word is interesting, and it's been explained. Prakrita, his nature. So we're also struggling with the material nature. But Krishna's nature is the Swayam Swarup. His nature is the ultimate, his spiritual nature. So when it says Prakriti, Atmamaya, then this is, he's not becoming an ordinary person, he's just becoming Krishna, the original Krishna. Whereas this, when he showed his Vishnu form, this is Angsa, or expansion, Yasyang Sangsha. In the Chaitanya Charita, this word is used throughout several verses. In the beginning of the Chaitanya Charita, Angsha, Yasyangshangshangsha, Paramakiranam, Poshta Vishnu Bhati Dudaksh. Vishnus, all the Vishnus are expansions, Angsha Kala, of Krishna. Tanshi Nityananda Ramam, they're all expansions ultimately from Nityananda, who we know is expansion of Chaitanya, first expansion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of Krishna. So, Sambhavam Yatmamaya, Samaya Tanya Kala Mukchati, these words are used throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam, Maya Ra. Sometimes Maya is also defined as mercy, the mercy. And Maya means also knowledge, wisdom. But Maya can have so many. It also, of course, in material means Maya, when it's we're stuck in it, not this, it's not this, it's not this. But it has so many meanings. Sanskrit language is not like English language, it's just probably sometimes just to make fun of English. That made no sense, the way it's written and the way sometimes devotees who are from other countries have different languages, they say, "What is? How do I understand it? Why does it say this? Why is it written like that? You don't pronounce it, it's just silly." It is kind of silly, but it also is exalted because we can read Prabhupada's books in this language and Prabhupada wrote in the language. So it's been transformed, this Atmamaya. So in this purport, also this Prabhupada's quoting the Upanishad, Parashashaktir, the Shakti Parinam Vad. Krishna is using his energy to transform and do so many things as described in this purport. Now the impersonalists, they really have a hard time, but to speak of ordinary persons, mundane karmis, they cannot accept anything beyond their own senses. But here it says sampashito mana arukrama. This word is sama sampashito, they pashim, they see. By chakshu, by shastra chakshu you can see. Without that you cannot see. Ukramantam stitam vapi bunjanam bhaganambitam. This, in the 15th chapter of the Gita, this word describes that ordinary persons, apashatam atma tattvam, they cannot see the atma tattva. They cannot see themselves, they cannot see Krishna, what to speak of Krishna. They're apashatam. But here, Krishna's parents, Vasudeva Devaki, it says, right, they saw. We cannot see, because Maya Ajavani Katchanam, as Kunti Devi described, there's so many things blocking us. There's a curtain of Maya. The illusory. There's Yoga Maya, Nahamprakasha Sarvashan, Yoga Maya Samavrita. Ordinary persons cannot see Krishna. Although Krishna actually appeared before so many persons, the Duryodhanas and the other materialistic persons, so many, unlimited. To some degree they see, there's some benefit. They got some type of liberation also. But to actually see Krishna, Premanjana Charita, one has to have his eyes anointed with his love, which is Devaki and Vasudeva. They have the love of Krishna, therefore they're able to see Krishna right in front of them and transforming by his energy, his own sweet energy. Otherwise, because we're Amami Vamsha Jivaro Jiva Buddha Sanatana, we're struggling here, although we're Amsa, tiny little. But Krishna is again reminding us in Bhagavad Gita. We can take this Bhagavatam or we can just go to Bhagavad Gita and see, as he says there, Ajopi Sam, I'm unborn. The Prabhupada's referencing these verses in the fourth chapter. Because even Arjuna was put into illusion. He was saying, Bhavani me gatitani janani tapacharya, with Krishna's telling him. First he was bewildered, Krishna's telling him, I have many births, Arjuna, but I can remember all of them, you cannot. But of course Arjuna is being put into this, for our benefit, he's being put into illusion. And again, Devaki and Vasudeva, they're also in this illusion, but this illusion is the Yoga Maya illusion, internal potency. Otherwise, everything is Krishna's, going on Krishna's energy. Adhara Shakti Mavalambas Param Samurtim. Everything is being maintained by his energy. Chit Shakti, Maya Shakti, Jiva Shakti. These are all the Shaktis. Chit Shakti. So this Chit is being covered. Our original Satchit Ananda is being covered. So ordinarily we can't see Krishna, but as Prabhupada also mentions in his purport, he appears as the deity. The same deity that we're seeing, and Prabhupada is seeing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is seeing, Jagannath, he is fainting dead away with all the eight ultimate symptoms, Satika Bhav symptoms. So depending on the degree of our surrender, we can see Sampashito, Mana Arukra, see that they were made. I was thinking of the Sampashito occurred to me because Lord Brahma used the word, just came to me when I saw that. That Lord Brahma says in his prayers, however he describes how in this material world we're suffering by not having this darshan of Krishna. He uses many, many words to describe this situation. And finally he says, Sampasato Mana, he's very distressed. This is the Vaishnava, Lord Brahma. He's the head of our Sampradaya. And he's feeling great distress when he sees how we're suffering. Sampasato Mana, Urukrama. He's describing Krishna as Urukram, the great actor. And he says, how Kshutri-Tribhadabhiri-Mahamahor-Jamana. Without seeing Krishna, this is what happens, that we're distressed by unlimited hunger and thirst, kshutrit, nivittita-sharupi-giyamana. The qualification of someone who wants to see Krishna is nivittita-sharupi. He has to be finished with his material thirst, nivittita-sharupi-giyamana. Then he can chant the glories of Krishna. He can not see immediately, but we're seeing also as described in the purport here. Every day, here, Darshan Krishna is being dressed very nicely. Everyone is dressing, or at least some very staunch persons are dressing very nicely. But Krishna is the actor. Krishna, no one's trying to take credit. They're dressing Krishna very big. Krishna is being dressed somehow or other. He's appearing in this murti, vigraha, archa vigraha, archa murti, archa avatar. It's an avatar, just like Krishna has descended here in Sampasito. Similarly, we can see where Brahma saw, he got the darshan, he was overcome. Krishna spoke to him, I was the one that existed before. So Krishna is transforming his body, but he's always Ahamai Vasam. Before this manifestation, Krishna says, these are the very core nutshell verses. Before this manifestation, this cosmic manifestation, I was the only thing. Ahamai Vasam Eva Vimanya Jat Sarasatparam Paschadaham Vaitacha. Samaya, this is by his potency, Samaya. So Krishna's not in any way, as Prabhupada stresses here, actually, he's changeless. He's changeless. So he can perform his activity as described in by Prahlad Maharaj in a very, very famous verse, Itam Nityayag Rishi Devadisha. He appears in the human form, Rishi Devadisha Avatara, in a fish form, so many types of avatars. And ultimately, in that verse, it says, Chanakalo Yala Bhavastri Vata. Although he had performed so many activities and so many avatars, he finally appears in Kali Yuga in his hidden form, which is the most ecstatic form, Audarya, with full mercy as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as the Pratibhasa Sutra says, those enemies of the devas and also the devotees, he protects them. So he's protecting us in so many ways. Yudhadharma palo, he's protecting Yudhadharma. As Gornitai, they're protecting us at every step. Seeing our predicament, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, these are only friend, therefore we're taking shelter. Ami bina bandhu ar. He says, who else is your friend? Your friend protects. If you're walking with your friend and something's going to happen, he definitely will say, look, watch out. Anyone will, practically, unless he's a demon trying to get you, but your friend will always protect you. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Gornitai, they're protecting us at every step. There are so many things in that sutra. Jiva Goswami gives so many explanations that you just boggles the mind. In more than one of the sandarbhas, he explains, because people can read even the 10th canon and still get the idea that Krishna is just another expansion of Vishnu. And he again and again analyzes every word to show that's wrong. He even takes out about 7, 8, 10 verses from Krishna's pastimes in 10th canto where someone could misinterpret Krishna Balaram appeared as Amsa Kala. That's true, they appear, but who is the ultimate? Krishna's appearing actually from himself. So people can become bewildered, of course, even that ultimately they'll understand. But if they read 10th canto again and again, they have to read it parampara. This Karnaya Buddha Karnaya Salagamanaya Mahanavaya. There's an ocean of transcendental knowledge, but it has to be understood in this Parampara system. Others, they also get benefit, there's no question. Anyone reading these pastimes will get benefit, but we're very fortunate. In 1972, anyone who was in New Vrindavan at the Bhagavad Discourses, and Srila Prabhupada was giving them up on the hill in Bahulabana,
the Huruban, as they say in the Vrindavan, then Prabhupada spoke on this very word, fortune. And he said that, why have you come here? Because you are fortunate. Bhagyavan, deki deki Bhagyavan. So if one is fortunate, he can see Krishna on the pages of Bhagavatam. He's getting this such good fortune. He said, your fathers have not come, your grandfathers have not come, but you have come here because fortunate. So this is something very fortunate. And by that fortune, then we can actually see the deity and see Krishna in the pages of the Bhagavatam and understand and see Krishna, Sutekshita, in the holy name. Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swaram, Namachintanami Krishnas, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, Purnam, Nitya, Mukto. This name is full. It is actually Krishna, the holy name. Well, maybe we cannot see, we're not like on the level of Devaki and Vasudeva, what to speak of Yashoda and Nanda, but our fortune is that we're getting the holy name in the parampara, we're getting the deities to meditate on, to act, interact with. So the good fortune is there. Otherwise, this Daivanate Hatudiyo, Lord Brahma also describes in his prayers that Hatudiyo means by material vision, the fortune is cut down. Materialistic persons, their good fortune died is Dur Daivam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described it, Dur Daivam Idrish Mahajani Nanaraga. By misfortune, Dur Daivam Nanaragaha, we won't get any attachment, Raga, with Krishna. But by this fortune, we're getting more and more gradually, step by step, patiently. Utsan, Mishchadat, Tat Tat Kama, Parakina. Step by step, patiently, with great determination, enthusiasm. First thing said is enthusiasm. We're discussing the word Shraddha means faith, but that's just one slice of the pie, the unlimited meanings of this word, Adar Shraddha, because when we read, examine the Bhagavatam closely, we see this word Shushusho Shraddhana Shavasudeva Katarachi. By that, Shraddha means enthusiasm, attention also. It's not some vacuous, absurd, or rather vague, nothing meaning, but it actually has, immediately it says, Shushusho Shraddhana Shavasudeva. Once you hear, that's how one. Shushusho Shraddhana Kataruchi, what happens immediately in Kataruchi. Sadyo, the word here is used in this verse also. Sadyo, if we see that word in other places, it Sadyo Vijay Vijate to Kitibi Shushushuvi Stachana. Right in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, it says, immediately, just as Krishna immediately did this thing, transformed his body, similarly, word is used there. Sadhya Vidya Vujite, Krishna will be immediately established in the heart. As soon as one is attentive to hearing the Bhagavatam. And it's not that difficult because one simply has to hear it. I mean, we're discussing English, we're discussing so many things, sound vibrations, so many bad sounds in Kali Yuga. There's more and more bad sounds. You can hear the birds chirping, that's nice. Or rivers, and those are nice natural sounds, but generally speaking, most people are hearing such horrible, probably used to call it frog. Even if they speak, vijapat, big, there's one verse in Chaitanya Mita that describes that even the so-called gyanis in the schools, of course that's 500 years ago, they had actual schools where they studied things actually closer, much closer to resembling Gyan, Vidya. But still, Kaviraj Goswami is describing as croaking of frogs, simply. Tan Sabara Vidyapak De Kalahal. Just the colossal, Prabhupada is very good with his English, colossal croaking of frogs. And of course we know the frog calls death. So even the so-called Gyan. So what to speak, here is Gyan, Nice common, what is that? Nice common, Raga, one of the last verses in the Bhagavatam describes it, describes that we get automatically detachment, knowledge, and bhakti. Bhakti parasyama bhava uvarakti. Vasudeva bhagavati bhakti uvarakti janati vairagyam. No need to go to extra step and simply speak something, you know, blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. No. This is a very soothing pibanti. One drinks it through his ears. Even this verse, any verse in the Bhagavatam. Some more even than others. Purna. Bhagavatam is purna, but then there's paripurna. There is more purnatama, most perfect. There is sometimes Bhagavatam is even increasing. Increasing. All those things in the first verse of the Bhagavatam, they can be understood through this verse also. Just like that verse can be understood through this verse. The Bhagavatam is wonderful. Pada-artam. Even in one pada, there's so much nectar, so much value, artha. One shloka, eka shloka, there's so much. Even if one reads, at the end of the Bhagavatam, it says, if you read this Bhagavatam very carefully and attentively, constantly, but then the speaker is saying, it must be Sudha Goswami, I don't know, really. I get so bewildered to figure out who's talking, but whoever's speaking in those last few verses, Sudha Goswami. He's saying you should read the Bhagavatam attentively, constantly, without even sleeping or eating. But that's okay, even if you only read one shloka. Even if you only read a half a shloka, or one syllable, that's good, because so that's the potency of the Bhagavatam. So, any question? We don't have a mic man here.
Prabhu, you mentioned the word fortunate. The Prabhu was describing his disciples to be fortunate to be there. So I was wondering if the status of being fortunate in Krishna consciousness can be diminished. Because as you have seen, as we have seen, so many of those devotees who participated in those Bhagavad discourses when Prabhu was there, so many of them did make it. So how can you reconcile the fact that Prabhupada is recognizing that all these devotees were fortunate, and yet at the same time they lost this ruchi, Vasudeva Kataruchi, they lost it. Is it they lost it, or what happened?
Well, there's a verse by Narad Muni that if one actually has any taste, he'll never really forget it. Rasagraha Jana. What's the beginning of that verse? Mukunda Sevan Varan Rasankriti. Navajano Jatu Katanchana Vajan. At no time, it says, could he forget it? Navajano Jatu Katanchana. So we have to figure out what that means. If you get a taste that you might forget temporarily, but see, we're seeing tiny little short spot lives instead of seeing the whole picture. And they're in illusion also thinking, someone who wants to obviously enjoy the material world, he's forgotten, so he's only also temporarily forgetting. Although, he can forget for quite a while. So, Navajana, so we have to take Narad Muni's version, not our own version, Bhagavatam verse, giving the answer already for that.
Yeah, I mean, like many devotees keep asking in the last few weeks, what can be practically be done to improve this attendance of the Bhagavatam? You know, it's like, I mean, we have so many devotees in this community, and I mean, some of them are listening over the radio waves, whatever, but what can be done in order for them to get enthused to come here and participate?
What can be done? Not much by me, but somebody. described that many people have different ways of being attracted to, like Prabhupada said, a child if he's seeing the deity. In fact, Prabhupada came up with this mantra, seeing Radha Krishna. He was talking in Vrindavan about that. Till the child will come, he'll only see the deity, but he doesn't chant rounds, he doesn't read Bhagavatam. Of course, he's following the full way because he's just a child, so that's good. So then he'll think, oh, Krishna looked like this morning. So I'll get those kids in the Gurukul come over here to see the deities during the day, I think, hopefully. So, but that will have a lasting impression in the mind. Yes? It might be on.
So,
Vishnu's
manifesting before Krishna, before Vasudeva Devaki, there was a really nice description in Gopal Champu of Jiva Goswami, I think I mentioned once before, that when Krishna originally had Yogamaya come to make the arrangement to transfer Baladev from the womb there to the womb of Rohini and Vrindavan, same time he made arrangement that when he would be born, because simultaneously when Devaki was having birth already in Vrindavan, Yashoda had already given birth to Krishna. So at that time, he arranged that Yogamaya would transfer him from Vrindavan to the cell of Vasudeva Devaki. At that time, he took the form of Vishnu that was there and put it inside himself. And Sanat Kumar Samhita says he controlled that Vishnu by two functions. One was called Stapati and one called Akarshan. So when Krishna,
what's the first one called?
Stapati. Stapati, like to establish.
Like stapati. Sculptors or architects.
Yeah. So Stapati and Akarshini. Akarshini means
akar, attract.
To
take him away. Opposite of attracting.
Right. So he used that Vishnu form in Vrindavan to kill demons when it was necessary. And whenever he was not killing demons or something, Akarshini to that Vishnu, he would keep him in check somewhere until he was needed again. Same time, when Vasudev picked up that Yogamaya, who was born as the younger sister of Krishna, right after Krishna was born, he had a younger sister born. Vasudev took that younger sister back. When Kamsa took that girl transformed into a feature of Mahamaya, because Kamsa cannot touch Yogamaya. So Mahamaya transformed, and that was who spoke to Kamsa. Krishna gave her the blessing, you can read in 10th canto, that you'll be worshipped all throughout the world in various forms, as Chandi, Durga, this thing, and men will worship you for power. So it was that form that Kamsa grabbed that slipped into the air and told all you fool, you know, person you want to kill has already been born. Later, the real Subhadra entered the heart of Vasudeva and Devaki. Later, when they were freed from the prison and everything was okay, she was born as the daughter of Vasudeva and Devaki. And
yeah, people ask always about that. But where did you read that in Gopal?
That's in Gopal Champu and some in Padma Puran.
Well, I'm sure Jiva Goswami got inspiration from reading Puranas and so many things. Well, he doesn't need. We don't know what he needs, but you know, even Krishna, the Vaishnava, he refers to Vedanta Krid Veda. What does he say? Brahma Sutra Badash Chaiva Hetamabir. Even Krishna refers, so what the speaker of Sixth Goswami, they refer and to Shastra.
Not directly to Pushkar, but so you said that Subhadra was born to Vasudeva and Devaki later on.
Later on, they were freed from the prison of Kamsa and everything. They gave birth to Subhadra
and became
How much later is that? Questions?
Yes, in the purport, Prabhupada was saying how it's a hellish mentality, is it? If you believe that the deity is stone or that a Vaishnava has a certain caste, or what was the third one?
Vaishnava is an ordinary person, the guru is an ordinary person.
Yes, the gurus.
You read that the Charmamrita is a mundane, or the Ganga, it's a long shloka, but we usually only hear the first line or something.
So, because this is a gradual process, am I to assume that we're all basically in that mentality? You know, all the time, some of the time, part of the time, a little of the time?
So, is that a comment or a question?
Question.
The question is, are we also hellish?
Well, yeah, we're in that mentality. I mean, certainly, it would seem that we lack the home.
Well, yes and no. It depends who it is and what they're seeing, and yeah, to one degree, yeah, it's a mom. Naisham Paravara, Matir, Bhavatam, and Usyaj. But that just means that nobody's higher or lower, but according to Sevana Rupam, according to his service attitude, then he is Krishna conscious. But I think that shloka is referring to people who are in extremely, don't accept any guru, don't accept any deity. So humbly we could always think, we have to think like that, but we can't think that everyone else is like that or other devotees are hellish. That's always the conundrum there, you know. It's meant really for our own self-improvement, not to always think everybody else is in hell. I mean, you hear that all the time on the internet. Oh, hellish demon. You know, even though they're talking about some guru, swami, in this guy, because he might have done something stupid, or, you know, admittedly, but they get very extreme, see? So it seems absurd to start saying that, you know, hellish dogs and just really heavy, really extreme stuff. So, although we may think, yeah, why'd the guy do that? It's really stupid. It's offensive to say if someone, just because someone's a guru and he does some stupid thing, that we can't say it's stupid. But at the same time, people are saying that these hellish demons, you know, imitating Prabhupada, and just really heavy. So I'm saying by the shloka, many shlokas can be taken and tweaked in any way. That was just a comment. I don't know if it directly answered your question, indirectly. Okay, that's the end of the class. Haribol.